Phone Boy Speaks, episode 705, What's Crypt?
WhatsApp, the popular messaging app that was recently purchased by Facebook for some ridiculous amount of money, well, they're actually doing something to improve the security of their service. Right now, they're not doing anything as far as encrypting messages between people or anything on the service. And it, I mean, they're doing something, but I think people even figured out what the encryption key was or whatever. That was a while ago. But so they're trying to improve the security, and it even has the approval of Uncle Bruce, the Bruce Schneier, who's a security crypto expert that gets quoted a lot of times, and he even spoke at one of our Checkpoint events at some point. So well known in the industry, and he seems to think that the approach that WhatsApp is taking is actually should actually be pretty good. And anyway, but the problem is that it's not widely rolled out yet. This feature only exists on Android at the moment with their new app, and only exists between two people. Messages sent between two people. So there's plenty of people that use WhatsApp on iOS or other platforms that this feature is not available on. It also doesn't handle group messages, which is actually what I use WhatsApp for the most part. There's a few people that at work that we put pictures in WhatsApp and send snarky comments to each other across many many time zones, and it's a nice fun little thing. But nothing in there that's proprietary or whatever. It's just smack talk or whatever. But of course, then WhatsApp starts doing this, and that means the feds can't look at messages on WhatsApp once they start rolling this out and starting to include group messages and stuff like that. The law enforcement will start losing their mind, which they've already done against Apple, because Apple has obviously stepped up the encryption and stuff that they use on the devices, and I think they've always tried to design stuff with security in mind so that they're not in a position to be able to see what people are doing on the devices unless they sync to the cloud or whatever. But they, even then, they've minimized what the information they have. And of course the FBI and stuff are saying, oh, please think of the children and give us a back door. And Apple's saying, no. this whole thing is making the news. My opinion of that is, do some real detective work. You don't need to have access to everybody's messages just because somebody might do something wrong with it. I mean, we could make that argument for everything and outlaw everything as a result of it. So my response to the FBI is no. You can keep your hands off my crypto, and just because I've used crypto doesn't make me a criminal. But there's other ways to solve the problem, because criminals are generally insanely stupid and do stupid things, and will even if they're using crypto in one place, they'll post something stupid on Facebook and get caught or whatever. I'm glad WhatsApp or some company associated with Facebook is actually trying to do something good with security and improve the security of their product. Whereas the FBI, I don't want you to have any say over how my device makers or software companies that make their software, because you don't have my best interests at heart, even though you say you do. But I don't believe you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.